on the line, I should have Michael Gill from the Malahide Community Forum. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Well, indeed, thanks.
Okay, it's nice to have a nice story to talk about. And we're going to talk about the reopening of Malahide Castle, the refurbished Malahide Castle. You there, Michael?
I'm here, yes, indeed. Yeah, sorry, okay. Yes, indeed, it is very good news. And certainly, it's something that's very much welcomed by everybody in Malahide. And I think many of those people who will be coming in from further afield as well, but it is a very, very good news story, certainly.
Okay, and this is going to create jobs, etc., etc.
Yes, initially, I think they're talking about 80 jobs, which, of course, is very, very good news. What's also good news is that the entire operation is going to be run by Shannon Development, which might seem strange, but of course Shannon Development have huge expertise in this area of running a facility like Malahide Castle. They are the people who run Bunratty Castle and Folk Park in County Clare outside Limerick. And I think we're going to have a particularly good, what they call, an offering in Malahide. Now, it's opening up, I understand, about the middle of September. There was some disappointment that it was not available for the tourist season this year, but it was a very complicated job that the council have had to do in Malahide Castle, an old building, so it did run a bit late inevitably, but I think it's far better for there to be opportunity for everything to bed down and have it really, up, ready, running for next spring, rather than going, not working very, very well this year.
Yeah, it was a bit of a setback when the model railway was relocated, but I think you're going to be coming back stronger.
Well,
than ever.
That's the other part of the story, which is really remarkable, is that the there was a lot of disappointment, of course, when the prime model railway when it not only closed down, but it looked as if it was actually going to go altogether from Malahide. But then there was a subsequent development when the casino house. Now many of our listeners will know casino as the old thatched building, just as you're coming into Malahide on the from the Dublin side, an old thatched building, more than 300 years old, just on the left hand side before you come to the railway station. There was a sum of money, actually €1.5 million left by a resident of Malahide in his will, Micheál Gaffney. He died about a year ago. And this money was left specifically for the restoration of Casino, the old house, on the strict understanding that the Fry Model Railway would be returned to it. So there was a lot of negotiation went on over some months in the background. And then a couple of months ago, it was announced that Fingal County Council had reached agreement with the owner of Casino, who in fact the assets were in Nama, whereby Casino, there will be an extension put onto the back of the house. The Fry Model Railway will be located there. There will be a tea rooms located in the house itself. There will be direct access from Malahide Station and further direct access from the casino across the road and then up to the castle. So the whole thing is going to be an integrated offering where people can come, see the model railway, have tea in the old house, move up to the castle. And I think in 2 years' time, it'll be quite a fantastic day out for, or a half day for visitors, and indeed for people living in Malahide itself.
Yeah, and it sounds absolutely fantastic. And it's not just for North Dublin or Dublin or Ireland, it's worldwide.
Well, the model railway itself is reckoned to be one of the finest in the world. I mean, they're saying that it's totally unique. I don't know if you've ever seen it yourself or if you remember it.
I do indeed.
It's quite extraordinary. It's absolutely unique, and I think it's going to get a much, much higher profile now than it did. You see, even when it was in Malahide Castle, it's run, of course, by volunteers. It was only open for 4 or 5 months of the year, certainly the maximum 6 months of the year. So that if you went to the castle in the between, say, September and March, it was closed. Now it's going to be there all the year round. So many, many more people are going to see it.
It's fantastic. It really is.
It is great news.
Yeah, and Avoca are opening a shop and food hall.
Yeah,
and
Avoca
cafe.
Will be. Avoca are to operate the shop and the restaurant. And I think anybody who knows the quality of Avoca, either down in Wicklow and Kilmacanog, and of course they have their shop in the city in Suffolk Street, but they also have a shop on the at Rathcoole. And I mean, the quality of these is absolutely superb. And I think this is going to be another great facility for Malahide, not just for visitors, but for people who live in Malahide. I mean, to have an Avoca shop on our doorstep is going to be terrific.
Yeah. And the local shops and all will benefit as well.
Yep, because I think, local, you know, businesses. it's not just as if Avoca will be a competitor. Avoca will be bringing a lot of other people into the town.
Great. It's a lovely story. It's a good news story.
It's a very good news story, and you know, it's at times like this that it's good to be able to celebrate them and to talk about them with enthusiasm. Oh, yeah.
It's great for me to listen to stories like this. It really is. Yeah. And are you going to have a grand opening or?
Well, I'm sure there will be an opening of the. I don't know. It wouldn't be for the community forum to do this. I do expect that there will be an opening sometime in September. There will probably be an official opening. As of now, we have no date for the building work to commence or even to complete on Casino. But I do reckon that's probably another 18 months to 2 years away, possibly. But I'm sure there will be a grand opening and a lot of publicity about the opening of Malahide Castle, which will be, it's just coming up now in the middle of September.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there'll be something, and maybe Near FM will go out and cover.
Oh yeah, do. Yeah. I think you'd be very welcome, and I think it'll be very interesting to see it. But certainly, it's not just the castle building that is being restored. There's a lot of work going to be done on the grounds. You probably know that the cricket grounds have been upgraded significantly over the last year, and they're now up to international standard.
Hello, so the sports support.
International matches can now take place there. The signage and all the other sort of furniture in the park is going to be upgraded. So you know, the whole place is going to be have a great makeover. It's not just the old castle building itself.
Okay, and also the botanical gardens, the Talbot Botanical Gardens.
That's right. The gardens will be. I mean, these have been, I think, closed to the public for a great deal of the time. But there is an extraordinary variety of plants there, which were brought in, of course, by the Talbot family. A lot of them from Tasmania. So, I mean, that's going to be, again, very, very interesting to be able to see those. And the horticulturalists, I know, certainly have been working hard on the restoration of that wall garden.
Okay, well, as I said, I keep repeating myself, it's a good news story. Great to hear. Thank you very much, Michael.
Not at all, John. Good.
Have you got a website or anything like that?
Well, I think that you'll... there is actually a web... I think if you go on to Fingal County Council... if anybody goes on to Fingal County Council and puts in Malahide Castle, you will actually see updates of the information. That's www.fingalcoco.ie. And if you just put in Malahide Castle, there is a dedicated page there giving all the up-to-date information on the Malahide Castle scheme and the improvements.
That's great. Well, listen, Michael, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Good,
it was a pleasure.
Good to talk with you.
And we'll talk again, hopefully, before the opening. Thank you very much, Michael.